How much do you care, I mean really, about your marriage?
That's Dr. Brent Lindquist, and he's back with part four of his series on like, love, affection, and caring for one another on today's Member Care Media. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For the ends of being and ideal grace, I love thee to the level of everyday's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. The famous words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, written back in the 17th century, trying to capture the emotion of love. One of our children once sent my wife and I an anniversary card with a picture of Tarzan counting the toes of his girlfriend Jane, and the caption read, "Let me count the ways." From the serious to the sublime, love captures our attention and calls us to do strange and marvelous things, doesn't it? Well, Dr. Brent Lindquist has been leaning toward the serious side of love in this series of talks on affection, and we are pleased to say that he is here to wrap it all up today. It's all yours, Brent.
Hello again. Today I'm going to conclude my series on essentials of affection, a new look at things like love, commitment, and today, care. Care is many things. I think what I will focus on here is attention to the other, or showing care. Because I think it's in that behavior that we build the strength within our relationship. Do you care about your spouse? How do you show it? What can you do to show that you care? First of all, I think you can ask your spouse how you're doing. You may want to write these questions down. They may help you to get started on this. Honey, do you know how I care about you? How do you know that? How would you want to know that? Is there anything I can do a better job? Let me crow about myself for a minute. Everyone around my spouse knows I care deeply, and I'm proud of that. Well, how? It's very complicated. Let me give you the two latest examples. Once again, not terribly romantic. Here they go. First, I make chili. Yep, that's right. I make chili. And I deliver it. At least every so often, I can't think of it, there is a soup day. And a couple of the teachers at my wife's school bring soup. Some of them make homemade soup. And for some reason, we made chili once, or I helped her, and that went over real well. Chili on a cold day with cornbread is a popular thing, I guess. And so it came time for the next turn at soup day, and so we decided to make chili. Well, actually, we forgot to make chili, and so I cheated and heated up some cans of chili and brought in some cornbread and stuff, and it went over well. But the fact was, is that I brought it. I heated it up, put it in the crock pot, and brought it to the school and set it up for them and then left. But everybody knows that Colleen's husband does a lot. Secondly, and this is another thing I did that was really meaningful, I think, and that I volunteered as a stagehand. Every year, I usually go somewhere to a conference, and this past November, I didn't go specifically so I could help my wife, because she always has her drama presentation, and they do it up big. They have singing and dancing and choreography and all kinds of stuff, and it's fun to see elementary school kids do this. Well, this time I came on board as a volunteer stagehand, and teachers always would say to me, "Wow, it's great that you do so much for your wife. I wish my husband helped me more." I used to be smug about that, and I got convicted. So what I say now is, well, I think they probably do care, but they just don't show it in the same way I do. Why don't you go ask them how they think they're doing it? We have a little fun with that. Some of them have come back with, well, this is what he said. And I said, do you believe it? Yeah. Well, cool. Then you see, you've got a pretty cool spouse too. So as you see, I really invest in the time and the things that my wife does. I know there are some teachers' spouses who are pretty angry at the amount of time their spouse spends teaching. I happen to think that there's just a lot to do, and I have a very demanding job, and I'm gone a lot, so it's not my place to criticize her for stuff that she could criticize me for. And I think we need to be very careful about that. So I want to show care in these ways. It's given me a lot of benefits. People really respect me, and that's nice. But more importantly is what it does for her, and it gives her the feeling that I'm there for her. So those are two ways that I do it. Let's move on. My second point, after you ask your spouse how you're doing, is to do something with the evaluation. You work on the changes. And I think you care by three things. You care by attitude, you care by statement, and you care by behavior. It's easy to care. It's a no-brainer. It starts within your attitude. If you go around saying, my spouse is a jerk. She doesn't care about me. All she cares about is herself. And I'm so tired of doing everything. Everything I have to do, it doesn't do me any good because it's never enough and blah, blah, blah. You see where this is going? This is going in a very negative and critical and probably self-fulfilling place. If you believe that she doesn't care and that everything that you do is just to appease her, guess what? That's the way it's going to be seen by her. Your attitude is important. Let's change that. I care deeply about my spouse, and I want to do things. It's the little things. It's bringing in flowers from the garden. It's remembering something that she said in passing that she needed. It's going out of your way to do something. It's going and buying that special little thing or taking the time to make her a cup of hot chocolate. It's everything. There are hundreds of things that you can do each day to show your care. Care is by statement. What do I mean by that? Well, not only do you do things, but you say things that show that you care. Wow, that looks very nice. Oh, thank you for doing this. I really appreciated it. All those kinds of things. I don't really say a lot of things because saying them on radio makes me embarrassed, maybe, I guess. So, but anyway, you know what it is. The third thing is care by behavior. The attitude becomes an outgrowth that results in behavior. It's the little things that you do. I really enjoy doing the little things. Now, I look around, my office is a mess, and that's a big thing for her, and that's a big thing that I got to do. My behavior of cleaning this up would speak volumes. But it's also about the little things. It's about the stuff that she says. I really like to listen, see if she makes a passing comment about something, and then go do that or get that for her. Over the years, that's been a lot of fun. And that's how I got her Christmas present this year. She didn't have a clue what I was going to get. Actually, I didn't either, and I was really struggling with what to get her. But she mentioned she liked this particular sweater. I went and I found it. And I took my son so that we could have the fun of doing something surprising. I'm trying to build behavior in him, make him spontaneous, make him willing and wanting to show that he cares for people around him. Because then I'm modeling to him what it's like to be a man, a husband, a lover. That's pretty good, important things to do. As you work through all of this, I hope that I've been able to get you to think a little bit different. I'm not trashing romance, and some of you are way better at that than I am, and bless you for that. And you're married to a lucky person. But it's not in those romance that only good stuff happens. It's in the daily living. It's in the bringing that into your regular experience with your spouse. If you can do that, you're going to have a pretty long time being married too, and you won't be quite so astounded that you managed to make it 32 years. And maybe you won't go out and buy a vacuum cleaner, but you'll probably do things that you laugh about and joke with over the years. And you'll become the brunt of teasing a family, and you'll enjoy it. And you'll say, I hope I did a few things right. That's my hope for you. Enjoy your marriage. enjoy your significant relationships, and be blessed. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Brent. You've been listening to Dr. Brent Lindquist, and he just wrapped up the fourth of his series on affection and love in marriage. You know, some of the songs of a generation or two ago had wonderfully romantic lyrics filled with hope about a lifetime lived together. Oscar Hammerstein wrote these lyrics: "All I want to do is find a spot of land and live there with you, and someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, a shiny new cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill." Well, it's all about commitment and caring and love, and we wish all of that for you. And that wraps up our series on affection, or Brent Lindquist's series on affection. Thank you very much, Brent. And I guess we'll have to confess that it was also about romantic love.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.